Hey folks, and welcome to the Mini Grow Show, where we ask you one question to help you grow yourself, grow your business, or grow your community. Let's get on with the show. So today I want to talk to you all about content creation, and I want to ask you the question, how do you create your content for your social media and your marketing? And at the end of this, I just want to quickly share with you a really simple but effective way of you always having content, whether that's for your blog, for your video, for your live stream, for the newsletter, or a simple social media post, you'd always have content. But I'll share with you at the end, because before you do that, you need to know and understand a few different things. First of all, you need to know who you're producing the content for. So who's your audience? Know their habits, where they hang out online. What do they prefer to engage with? So are they listening to podcasts? Are they watching videos? Are they reading blogs? Do they love books? Do they go to events? You need to know all of these things. You need to build up an avatar, really, of your ideal customer so you can produce the best content for them. The content that's really going to engage them and really help them with a particular pain point that they've got. You've also got to figure out what's the best channel to distribute it on. Are they going to open a newsletter? Are they going to go onto Medium and read the article? Are they on LinkedIn? So do you put it as a post, a video, or an article? You need to know these things. Then, once you've done all that, you need to start to create it. And what I mean by that is you need to spend the time making it as higher quality, the highest quality you can possibly get. So if it's a video, you need to make sure the sound's on point. You need to make sure that you're giving out the right message to your audience. You need to make sure you've got a plan if you're recording a podcast or a blog or you're going live. And if you've got a blog, you need to make sure that you've got a catchy title, you've got a kick-ass intro, main points, and a great ending. And you're putting it in a place where you can drive traffic and hopefully drive traffic to the place that's going to gain you more sales. So, simple things for creating content. You need to have a plan. So you need to know what you're launching when. You need to know who you're targeting. You need to make sure you know all the points that I've just said. Then you need to share it and then share it again. And yes, you heard right, share it one more time, because your ideal customer might not have seen it the first time round. And what a shame it would be if you produced content that would help them, but they didn't see it because they weren't online, or they weren't signed up to your newsletter, or actually, funny enough, the platform itself didn't show it because they don't show people all of the content that's on the internet, because frankly, no one can absorb all that content. So have a plan, but figure out what content your customers have. Now, if you're not sure, this is the kick-ass strategy that I was telling you about, and this is called the last customer conversation. And what I mean by that is what you're doing is simple. You're working out the last customer who you spoke to, the last customer you interacted with, and you're informing a piece of content around that customer. So for instance, you can't give any names, but that's okay, you don't need to. But you can share what issue they had and how you solved it. So for instance, if I was talking to an event organizer and they were struggling to get people through the gates, I could talk about how they can promote their event in a video or blog. It's as simple as that, but by using that, you've always got content for your social media. Hi folks, I'll see you next time for the next Mini Grow Show, where I'll be asking you another question to help you grow yourself, grow your business, or grow your community. Take care, my friends, and I'll see you all soon.